Manifesting is this bold idea that you can actually visualize your dreams coming to life. You can see them. You can manifest all your dreams and goals come to life. And I'm going to say something that's going to sound like a cliche, but the only thing standing between your wildest dreams and yourself is yourself. I want to share three things that, looking in hindsight, have helped me, or I realize now have helped me to actualizing my wildest dreams come to life. And I think I'm still learning. So let's get into it. So when I look back in my life in regards to things that I've been able to do, things that I've been able to accomplish, the few things, credit given, a lot of them have been through this constant sort of idea build up in my head and then worked towards. If you think about anything that you've built, anything that you've created, anything that you've seen coming into life, whether that's building a community for content creators, whether that's finally acting for actors, whether that's performing or selling out a show on stage for live performers, have these things first developed in our mind as an idea and then actualized. There's something interesting about the brain. Your mind doesn't know the difference between imagination and reality. And that made sense to me because I'd read a quote from Einstein, and he said, imagination is more important than knowledge. If you think about anything that has been built, even this building, even this mic, even myself, we were first ideas, you know, for my parents who came together. It was an idea, let's make love. And then poop. Okay, I wasn't pooped, but I was like, the point I'm trying to say is everything that is tangible, everything that was man-made, was sort of an idea that was actualized into reality. It's where manifesting comes in. It's where these three things come in. Number one, a clear vision. There's someone who once said, he's actually a really influential finance kind of thinkfluencer online. His name is Ramit. And I've listened to him a lot, and there's one thing that he keeps on saying, and it's visualize your rich life, obviously, because it deals with finance. And he says, visualize, think about your unique rich life. What does that look like? And then go into detail. What does that look like? And then break it down and then see it. The idea is to clearly see it in your mind. Because remember, your mind doesn't know the difference between imagination and reality. You don't laugh because you're happy. You're happy because you laugh. Essentially, even when you're mad and you're sad and you just want to smile, visualize yourself laughing and you will naturally smile. You'll naturally feel good. That's why sometimes when you think about something sexy, you get turned on. You haven't done anything, you just thought of it. And your mind thinks, okay, here we go. So he says, think about your rich life and then visualize it. And it reminded me, when I was listening to this, it reminded me of a study done. There was a study that was being done about how people can get better in basketball. And they took these groups. There was one group that was told, go home, never practice basketball. Never think about you being better at basketball. This other group that was told, practice every day. Just practice. Don't think about anything. Just practice every day about getting better at basketball. And then there was this other group that was told, just visualize yourself getting better at basketball. Don't practice, just visualize. So the first group was told, don't do anything. Second group was told, practice and visualize. Yes, and visualize. The third group was told, just visualize yourself getting better at basketball. So they came back later. The first group, obviously, nothing happened because they didn't do anything about it. The second group improved their skills by close to 70 or 50%, which was obvious because they were practicing and visualizing over a period of time. So obviously they got really better. The interesting thing about this study was this third group that was only told to visualize themselves every day getting better at basketball. This group got better at basketball by 25%. Do you know how crazy that is? That you've never played basketball? You visualize yourself playing basketball every day. And compared to the time that this study was started to the time where you finish just visualizing yourself getting better at basketball, you actually get better by 25%. That's mind-blowing. So Ramit says, visualize your rich life. So I'm pulling that back in regards to manifesting. And this might sound crazy, But if you're planning to do something, sit down with yourself and sort of think about it. There's a lot of times I've caught myself doing things, working and working and working, and having this general idea, this clouded idea of what I'd want to achieve, but never sitting down and breaking it down to detail. For example, now, I've done 3 live shows. This is such a big thing for me because I never, ever thought or imagined myself in a situation where I'd be able to sell out shows, one-man shows, speaking of which, by myself. But I remember at times when I just sit, and this is after I did the first show, the second show, the third show, I remember sitting down because this was the biggest audience we were going to have, and literally seeing every seat filled and seeing myself on stage. It got to a point I started having dreams of myself walking up on stage and seeing a crowd of people stand up and clap and scream and watching myself entertain them. You have to be really detailed with whatever you want to achieve in your mind. Because remember, anything that is built has to have a blueprint in the mind. So you have to get really detailed with what you want to achieve. And when I say that whatever stands between you and your dream is yourself, that is exactly it. We all have a general idea. I want to live in a good house. I want to have a beautiful wife or a beautiful husband. I want to have kids. But you never really visualize. It's why Ramit says, visualize. I hope I'm not botching his name, by the way. Visualize your rich life. What's your unique rich life? Not what everyone else is doing. You might not want to buy a car, but you might want to travel. That's your rich life, traveling. So you might not need a car. You might not need to prioritize buying a car or even buying a house, because if you're traveling, then you're not held at one location. There are people who their rich life is to have their own home and whatnot. Visualize your unique life. Visualize that dream. Make it such a clear blueprint in your mind, because remember, the mind doesn't know the difference between imagination and reality. That's why they say, if you want to feel like a CEO, think of yourself feeling like a CEO. If you want to feel much more beautiful, think of yourself getting beautiful. If you want to feel loved, think of yourself feeling loved. If you want to smile, think of yourself smiling. It will automatically exude. Think of the energy you want to possess and watch it exude from you. But remember, having a clear vision where you can sit down and see whatever you are manifesting is only the first step. Think and Grow Rich talks about even having a written statement of like saying, because it talks about wealth and accumulation of wealth. It talks about even writing a detailed statement of, by this time of this year, whether it's 2025, I will have this much money down to the cent. I'll have this much money in my bank account so that you see that money, so that you see it. You start acting as if you already have that money. In your mind, that idea, that blueprint is already conceived. It's a matter of you reaching it. A lot of us get so deluded and so swayed to the side because your vision is not clear. You have a vision, but it's blurry. It's why when you open social media, you forget what you're working on. I have had that today. I was on social media and I was looking at people who I look up to who create content, and I was thinking to myself, ah, they're so good at this. My beginning is so tiny. It was crazy, and it was getting into my head, and I told myself, listen, I have to get up, get off Netflix, and do something that will gear me up to where I want to be. Think of myself as that actualized creator with the humility and the awareness that I'm only beginning, but with the mind and the blueprint of that actualized expert, because that's only step one. It's one thing to have a clear vision. It's another to constantly remind yourself of that clear vision. What you're doing to your mind is that you're replaying it so much that it almost feels like a reality. You know the way you practice something, and you practice it again and again and again and again, that it becomes second to nature while you're doing it. everything within your being starts conspiring towards that ideal vision. Which brings me to my third and final point, action. The mistake that we mostly do is we start working on something without a clear vision of what we want that thing to be like. So before you start acting on something, have a clear vision. Have it detailed as much as possible. If it's a car you want, think of the color of that car. Think of the year of that car. Think of how it feels to be in those leather seats, assuming that car has leather seats. And then move on to constantly reminding yourself of that clear vision. Set out some time. It doesn't take long. This is so powerful. Set out some time every single day to just think about that vision, to just think about what you want to have. And then start acting upon it. And once you have these two, clear vision and the constant reminder already in check, the whole being, your whole surroundings, the whole universe conspires to make that happen for you on autopilot, because everything you're doing is suddenly guided by this blueprint that is constantly replaying in your head. You don't have to second guess. You don't have to question. You're not in the wrong places at the wrong time, or in the wrong places at the right time. You're not in the right places at the wrong time. Everything is aligning because your whole being is sort of guided by this blueprint that is already in your head.